ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Thank you. So this is October. We are still looking at wisdom for living. Is that so? How many of us are going through the book of Proverbs? If you are up to date, let me see your hand. I'm up to date. Up to date. Okay, I'm not up to date. Put up your hands. I am not up to date. Very well, very well. Don't worry. Very well. Okay, can you catch up? Can you catch up? Yeah. Grace to you in Jesus' name. So maybe we'll try to look at a title, Wisdom for Living, tonight then. Wisdom for Living. So, what is wisdom? Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you because even as your word comes forth, let it come forth with power in the name of Jesus. Let it come forth like fire. Let it come forth like a hammer, breaking every rock into pieces in the name of Jesus. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. For in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Have you ever, had that kind of situation where you don't really feel like preaching the word because there are other things that need to be done? But I believe through the word as well, things will be settled in the name of Jesus. Thank you. God bless you, sir. That guy's in the spirit. Praise God. So, what is wisdom? I checked the dictionary meaning, and it says the quality or state of being wise. Knowledge of what is true or right, coupled with just judgment as to action. The quality or state of being wise, knowledge of what is true or right, coupled with just judgment as to action. Then it could be what we call sagacity. That means deep insight, intelligence, depth, sharpness. You could say discernment. You could also say insight. All these are in the dictionary. But now, there are different kinds of wisdom because not all wisdom is from God. Can we look at the book of James chapter 3 from verse 13? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, we give you all the praise. Okay. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your heart, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but it is earthly, that's the first type, it is sensual, second type, and it is demonic. That's the three negative types. Not really negative, but the earthly one is the common sense that we all have. You know, that every man has that. You know, when a baby is born, he does not put the nipple on his mother's breast. In his ear or eye. He puts it in the mouth. Praise God. He just knows that. Praise God. That is earthly, knowledge. We all know that. Praise God. Okay. The sensual one or the intellectual one is the one we go to school to acquire. You know, the high level, you go to Harvard, you go to Yale. That's the intellectual or the sensual kind of wisdom. Then the third one is the demonic wisdom. That's the type acquired from in places like, you know, herbalist, your cultic world, you know, this is a demonic kind of wisdom. So people, before they come out, they can talk to some, they can do some incantation on some beads, and that gives them confidence, praise God, that if I talk to this guy, he should answer, praise God. And if you're a child of God and the guy comes to talk to you, he's not answering, he goes back and tries again, praise God. Because you have the wisdom from above, which is above all. Verse 16, so for where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. Verse 17, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, praise God, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield. These are all the qualities of the wisdom that's from above, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. That is the wisdom from above. So the wisdom from above is above all. John 3:39 says, anything from above is above all. So the wisdom from above is above earthly wisdom, above sensual or intellectual wisdom, above demonic wisdom. Hallelujah. This wisdom is above all. So quickly, so we are concerned about the wisdom from above. Praise God. So we'll look at the qualities or what this wisdom from above is. First of all, we know from scriptures, Proverbs 4:5-7, that wisdom is the what? I can't hear you. By now you should know that. Wisdom is the what? So the principal. So this kind of wisdom is a principal thing. That means it is the first of the highest rank, the highest importance, the highest value. You could say chief over every other principle of life. You know, I have a word that I got some few years ago. The main thing is to make the main thing the main thing. So wisdom from above is the main thing. It's the principal thing. In the school, when you have the principal, he's the foremost man of that school. So wisdom is the principal thing. That's number one. So let's attempt to define this wisdom. Number two, Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 15. The labor of fools wearies them, for they do not know how to go to the city. Now, the labor of fools wearies them. Why? Because they do not know how to go to the city. Now, they are laboring, they are toiling, you know, they are having sleepless nights, but they do not know how to get to the city. Not every labor leads to good success. You must have the know-how. Is it there? The labor of fools wearies them, for they do not know how to go to the city. The city can be any goal, for they do not know how to achieve success in their career. For they do not know how to achieve success in their family or finance, but they are laboring. But because they do not have the know-how, they cannot achieve the good success. Praise God. So the labor of fools worries them because they do not know how to achieve their goals. So I now define wisdom as the wisdom from above as the know-how to any issue of life. Wisdom from above is the know-how to any issue of life. Why? Because the labor of fools worries them, for they do not have the know-how to achieve their goals. You know, when Jesus met Peter, he had toiled all night but caught nothing. But the wisdom from above told him to cast his net to the right side, and he caught a great multitude of fish. But he toiled all night, he did not catch anything, but just with the wisdom that is from above, he caught a great multitude. So we can define that wisdom as the know-how to any issue of life. Okay? The third definition of the wisdom from above: wisdom is to know what God has said concerning any situation and to do it. You know it and you do it. Matthew 7:24-25. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. So he hears my word and he does my word. So I liken him to a wise man. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you hearing the word of God and doing it is the wisdom of God. Praise the Lord. So wisdom is knowing the right thing to do from the word and doing it. Wisdom is knowing the right path to take and taking it. Because it's one thing to know that that's the door. And it's another thing to take the door. Praise God. Example, quickly. Joshua 11:15. Joshua did all he was commanded. Joshua 11:15. He did all he was commanded. Are you there? Okay. As the Lord had commanded Moses, his servant, so Moses commanded Joshua. And so Joshua did. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord has commanded Moses. Let's see his result. Joshua 21, from verse 43. So Joshua did all, and he left nothing undone. He was given commandments, and he did all. Joshua 21, from verse 43 to 45. 21:43. Thank you. So the Lord gave to Israel all the land of which he has sworn to give to their fathers, and they took possession of it and dwelt in it. 44. The Lord gave them rest all round, according to all that he had sworn to their fathers. And not a man of all their enemies stood against them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand. 45. Not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord has spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass. Why? Because Joshua did all he was commanded. So it doesn't matter people's knowledge or expertise in any area. If the Lord says something, it comes to pass. It bypasses every logical reasoning. The wisdom from above bypasses every logical reasoning. You remember the case of that man in 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 1. The officer that the king, you know, rested upon. You know, when Elisha gave a decree, 2 Kings 7, gave a decree that by the next day, you know, then Elisha said, "Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, tomorrow about this time, a shea of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, and 2 seahs of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria." Verse 2. So an officer on whose hand does, you know, he knows about economy. He knows all the theories. Hallelujah. You know, on whose hand the king leaned, answered the man of God and said, "Look, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, could this thing be?" And he said, "In fact, you shall see it with your eyes, but you shall not eat of it." We all know that story. Praise God. It came to pass because that is the wisdom from above. It doesn't matter, you know, okay, my time is running. I would have given some scenarios whereby someone in authority will give a word and say it can't be so. But I will get an instruction from God, act on that instructions, and turn everything around. Why? Because whatever is from above is above all. Praise God, someone. Because this wisdom we are talking about is from above. It's not demonic. It's not sensual. It's not logical. It's not earthly. It is from above. Because we are going through the book of Proverbs, we'll quickly go through some lesson learned from the book of Proverbs to experience how this wisdom is. Then I come back to the sources of wisdom from above. Then we just conclude from there. Praise the Lord. So Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10, the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 9, so the first one of the essential lesson learned from the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 9 verse 10. It says what? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. If you're going to start anything, you start from the beginning. Praise God. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. So Pastor tried to explain this to us before, what the fear of the Lord means. It means having a deep reverential respect for God. And how do you do that? By making the word of God of total authority over your life. That's one way to practically, you know, have the fear of God. So if God, because we can't see God. So if God says this, you do not debate it. No matter your background or your environment or your culture, you take it because God has said it. That is how you know. So if you are quick to debate the word of God, know that you need to acquire the fear of the Lord. Praise God. Because that is the beginning of wisdom. Quickly, number two. Number two lesson is pride goes before a fall. God hates the proud. Can we look at Proverbs 16 verse 5 and Proverbs 16 verse 18? God hates the proud. Everyone proud in the heart, even if you don't show it out, but in the heart, because God looks at the heart. Everyone proud in the heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though they join forces, none will go unpunished. That means God hates a proud person. You know, when something is an abomination to you, that means you don't want to have anything to do with it. So a proud person, someone that is proud in the heart, is an abomination to God. God does not want to have anything to do with us, such a person. That means in your heart, you feel that, why are they making me sit close to our king today? Don't they know that I am supposed to be in front? Or somebody calls you without putting pastor. Can you imagine? Does he not know that I'm pastor? Pride, praise God. And scripture says in James that God resists the proud. So, can I have Brother Wepo? Please come, you are big enough. Who is smaller? Who is smaller now? Joshua, no. Well, yeah. Let's use Todimu. Todimu, you come. Todimu is pointing Joshua. Praise God. Now, this is you. This is you. This is you. Now, praying to God, you know, a Christian, you are born again, but you have pride. Todimu, you don't have pride, right? You have pride in your heart. You are proud. You are always looking down at people. These poor people, there are too many in this church now. What's happening? Everybody begging me money here, and you know, I can't even. You are now trying to judge people. Praise God. You are wary of well doing. You know, but you are proud in your heart. Praise God. You know, then scripture is saying that God Himself, you are trying to succeed in life, but God Himself is resisting you. That means the God that made the heavens and the earth is on your case. Resisting you. He didn't send any angel. Scripture said God resists the proud by Himself, but He gives grace to the humble. Praise God. So one virtue that we must tend to cultivate is humility. Because if you are not humble, God Himself will set a roadblock for you. And you are praying to God that has set a roadblock for you. Praise God. So it is very important that you check yourself. Am I proud? Ask your neighbor, am I proud? Thank you so much. So get a good response so that you know what to do about it. Please be sincere to your neighbor if he's proud, because you need to help his destiny. Praise the Lord. People are still arguing, right? Okay. Okay. Verse 18. Let's look at that as well. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Anyone that is proud, mark that person, he will fall. It's just with time. I had a proud neighbor once. Very proud. You have not paid your rent, but you are proud. Owing some months of rent, but proud. Pride goes before a fall. You just know them. And you try to advise such people, they will not take it. Because they are always right in their own eyes. Every other person is wrong. You try to teach him. I try to teach that my neighbor. Listen, this is how you do it. He was not taking it. But I see him falling. But by God's grace, God will help him. That's the only prayer we can pray for him at the moment. I can't give you details. Just know that he was a proud neighbor. Praise God. Hallelujah. Proverbs 29 verse 23. Let's talk more about this pride, because it's very important. 29 verse 23. A man's pride will bring him low. So no matter where you are, I know you are up a little, but it's not time for you to start flying first class. You borrow money to fly first class so that you can feel among. Now you are falling down without knowing, because your pride will bring you low. Will bring you low. Most of the things that people do nowadays is because of pride. They want, if I don't buy a new car now, all my five friends, you have new cars already. You know, they will say, you know, what's wrong with me? So let me borrow money to buy a new car. Then you have borrowed the money. 2 years down the line, people you borrow the money from, you are escaping from them. No peace. Praise God. So a man's pride will bring him low, but the humble in spirit will retain honor. Why? Because if you have a car that starts, a friend of mine just told me tonight that his car has been giving him warning, but he didn't listen to the warning. But the car got spoiled on the express. But that's not a problem. You park the car, they come to carry the car. You take the transport home. No problems about that. You retain your honor. But if you have borrowed money right, left, up, and down to buy a car, when you are sleeping, they are calling you. You change your number. They find out your number with true caller. No rest at all. Praise God. Hallelujah. The humble in heart retains honor. Praise God.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,